Hello, my name is Purge. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I'm asking a few questions about the issue.
I'm sorry, my dog is barking. You're calling for what?
Oh, hi. I'm calling basically to conduct a short public opinion survey. So are you registered to vote?
I am.
All right. And what state are you registered to vote in?
Arizona.
Arizona. All right. What year were you born in?
I'm not giving out any personal information.
All right. No worries. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you, like, almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote?
I'm probably going to vote.
All right. So if you had to pick one, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Whatever is not the most an issue is I, right now, it doesn't even matter. I don't want Donald Trump to be president, so against him.
All right. So you would say that just, like, the most important issue would be, like, kind of Donald Trump, like, as a whole?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. So.
But probably, well, I really care about education, like, particularly, like, issues, like, about student loans.
And I
also really care about, like, reproductive rights as well.
And reproductive rights. Reproductive rights. All right, perfect. That was such a good answer. All right, so now thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Joe Biden. I would honestly rather vote for RFK, I think, but because I'm not delusional enough to think that he will actually win, it's going to be Joe Biden.
All right. So some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. So regardless of how you plan to vote for, like, for so to vote, period, could you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale of 0 to 100, where 0 means that you, like, would never absolutely vote for them. 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. So the first person is Joe Biden.
90,
all right. What about Donald Trump?
0.
All right. So thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Democratic.
All right. So if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Carrie Lake?
Absolutely Ruben Gallego.
All right.
And Carrie Lake is crazy. And I hope that goes on record.
I mean, the calls are probably recorded, so your opinion will be shared, so don't worry.
Great. Carrie Lake is crazy.
All right. All right. So who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden much more or somewhat more?
Much more. Donald Trump wants to bring back a Reagan-era deportation tactics.
Mm-hmm. So now could you please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable immigrants or migrants.
I was neutral in option because I'm kind of neutral in that.
All right, no worries. So President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from the children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
All right. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living in the U.S. or living and working in the U.S. for over 10 years.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass background check and cannot rely or cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
All right. So now, if you could please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you much more likely want to vote for him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or if it makes no difference one way or the other. So a program that grants...
Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead. It makes no difference one way or the other because of it's Congress. It's not him.
All right, so a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Okay.
So based on that statement, would you say it makes you, like, want to support him much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely? No worries.
Makes no difference.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
100%. Yeah, much more different.
Makes no difference? All right. So
it makes much more difference. Like, it was, like, if we were guaranteed those protections, it would make a difference. Like, my sister-in-law has a visa because she couldn't return to Honduras. She's been here mm-hmm. since she was 5, and she put in her renewal for her green card last year. She's still waiting. She put it in last January in 2023. She's still waiting. So definitely would make a huge difference if we were guaranteed a program like that.
All right. But for kind of this part, it's more like if by each of the programs, it would make you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely,
yes.
somewhat less likely.
Much more likely.
Much less likely. Much more likely? All right. So a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Makes no difference.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Makes much more difference. Like, it matters.
All right. So you would support him much more likely then?
Yes.
All right. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Yes.
Much more likely?
Yes.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Yes, makes much more of a difference. Much more important.
All right. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Yes, much more likely to support.
All right. So now if you could please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following statements. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Very concerned.
Donald Trump and the Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Very concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Very concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Repeat that one more time. I'm sorry.
Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration during or immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Very concerned.
And lastly, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
I'm very concerned. Very true.
All right, so now I'm going to read you a list of some different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. And if you could tell me which one comes closer to your POV or point of view. So Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades, while Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's much closer or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
All right. So after hearing all kind of all this information, let me ask you one last time. If the November election were like held today for president, who would you be voting for? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy?
Joe Biden.
All right. As best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or in this country without papers?
Not undocumented, yes.
All right. Undocumented, yes. So would that be like a friend, a coworker, an acquaintance, a family member, or would you prefer to not say?
Just a friend. Some family member.
All right. So in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? So the list goes like Instagram, Fox News Channel or website, OAN or Newsmax, WhatsApp, Univision or Telemundo, Facebook, YouTube, NSNBC or CNN or some other major news channel networks, or like TikTok or a Spanish language radio program?
Instagram and TikTok.
Instagram and TikTok. All right. All right. So finally, I just have last two questions for strictly for statistical purposes. So from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage from?
Mexico.
Mexico. All right.
On my dad's side, and then my mom's side is Europe.
Europe. All right. So were you born in the U.S., mainland, or like on the island of Puerto Rico or some other country?
No, mainland U.S.
All right. Were either your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No.
No, all right. So both of them were born, like, on mainland or another country?
Yeah, my mom was born in New York. My dad was born in Texas.
All right. Okay. So what language do you primarily speak in your home? Like, always English. More English than Spanish? All right, always English?
Always English, yeah.
All right. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Democrat. I'm registered Democrat.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
That's hard to say. I guess strong Democrat.
All right. Thinking in political terms, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm more liberal with moderate tendencies.
All right. So what is the last year of schooling that you completed?
I have my master's degree.
Wow, congratulations. So what is your religion? That is, if you participate in any religion.
I don't participate in religion.
All right, so non-religious then? All right, non-religious. All right. So, and finally, strictly for verification purposes, my supervisor, can I just have your first name, please?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, all right, thank you. Well, thank you so much for your time, Jennifer. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. So could we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact in the future? And feel free to say no if you don't want to.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
All right. Well, then this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. You have a good night.
All right. You too. Thank you so much. Goodbye.